Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Listen now as Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the issues that affect you. Be a part of the program by calling 718-506-1944 or instant message your question and comments to our show chat room and interact with today's guests. Now, from his secret broadcast bunker located somewhere beneath the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here's your host, Burke Allen.
We'd love for you to be a part of the program today. We'll look for your phone calls and your questions for our guest. He is Rob Oliver, motivational speaker and an author and a gentleman with a pretty amazing backstory. At just 21 years old, Rob was paralyzed in a body surfing accident and was unable to walk, still has only limited use of his arms, but since then has gone on to lead a very fulfilling life. He's finished his college degree, is married, is a dad, and now works full-time. He refused to let these things keep him down. Rob Oliver, thanks for being on the program today.
Thanks for having me, Burke.
Let's rewind, if we can, to this event that happened when you were 21. If you were out body surfing, you must have been a pretty athletic kid. Take us back to the day of the accident and what happened.
Sure. Basically what happened, you know, I was, as you said, pretty athletic kid, out doing everything that a 21-year-old guy does. And we were on vacation, and basically what happened was this. I was body surfing. I was, for those of you not familiar with body surfing, it's basically surfing where your body is the surfboard, and you just get to experience the water firsthand. I was riding a wave in. It was a great ride, but I'm not sure exactly how to describe what happened other than to say this. Usually the wave carries you forward, but in this particular instance, the wave kind of pushed me over, and I hit my head on the bottom. Immediately felt a pop and kind of cold, and then I couldn't move a single thing. So basically, you know, you're in the water, you're alone, and there's not much more of a helpless feeling than just waiting for something to happen. So I waited, I prayed, and kind of just hoped. My face cleared the water for a quick second as the water kind of turned me around. I was able to catch a quick breath. And I guess I've got to explain when this happened, because this was in the early 90s. And during those days, it was okay to wear bright colors. And I had on a pair of purple swim trunks that literally saved my life, because when my face cleared the water, a friend of mine saw me. And basically, when I didn't stand up, he figured something was wrong. He came looking for me, and what he saw was those purple swim trunks, and went towards those, grabbed me, and pulled me out and saved my life.
Where were you when this happened?
We were on the Outer Banks of North Carolina, a little place called Duck. We had gone there for many years. I actually was a fairly good swimmer and enjoyed being there, and actually gone out and swam with the dolphins a couple times, which is pretty cool, but on the Outer Banks.
Our guest is Rob Oliver. We're talking about his background, his injuries, and ways that you can overcome whatever adversities life throws at you. If you'd like to be a part of the program, our number is 718-506-1944, or you can instant message us in our chat room and speak with Rob Oliver. So this happens, and I'm assuming you had a pretty massive spinal cord injury from hitting your head on the bottom. Is that right?
Yeah, I had a complete spinal cord injury at the C5-6 level, which for those of you not familiar with it, it's basically in the area where it affects not just my legs and paralyze them, but I also just have limited use of my arms. I'll give you the quick and easy take on it. Basically what I have is I have use of my bicep, but not my tricep. I have use of my wrist, but not really particular use of my fingers. But it's one of those things you can make do with every day.
Any feeling from the waist down?
No, as a matter of fact, it's just about the chest down is where I have feeling.
Got it. And so what does that do to the psyche of a 21-year-old kid?
Well, it's kind of interesting. The first thing I remember is laying on the beach and being thankful to be alive. And I look back on it at this point, and it was my first realization of exactly what a gift life is and how fragile it is. But the next thing, I went from there, they put me on a life flight, took me up to the hospital up in Norfolk, Virginia. And while I was there, I was on a respirator. It was really touch and go as to whether or not I was going to survive. And I came to just to think about the fact that there were wonderful things in my life. And I was concerned, though, what on earth I was going to be able to do, what I was going to be able to, whether I was going to be able to walk, whether I was going to survive, what all of those questions kind of come running to the forefront. And then from there, because I was on the respirator, I really couldn't communicate very much. It was, okay, what does this mean about who I am? And what does this mean about what I'm going to be able to accomplish with my life? It just gave me a lot of questions.
And, you know, at that age, probably not really equipped to be able to answer those questions. What about your personal life at that time? Your mom and dad, I'm sure if they were in your life, were crestfallen. Did you have a girlfriend at the time, and how did that all play out?
Actually, mom and dad were there, and my girlfriend at the time was actually on the beach when the injury happened. And the first conversation that I had with her really made the ultimate difference in my perspective on what had happened to me. It was about 3 days after my injury, and she came into the room, and it was the first time that I was off the respirator and able to actually talk with her. Now, I had been kind of battling in my own mind about what was going on, and so I had a conversation with her in which I was fairly forthright in what was happening. I said, listen, I don't know what the future holds for me, but I do know that there's a lot of limitations there. And if that's too much for you, if that's scary for you, it's okay with me if you need to take care of yourself and if you need to leave, I want you to be okay. And I said to her, I'm not sure what kind of pressure you're feeling. If you're feeling pressure from our friends or family that, you know, you can't leave me now because this is my hour of deep need or whatever you want to call it. I said, I don't want you to feel that pressure. I want you to be okay with yourself because those people aren't a part of us. And then the last thing I said to her was, I don't know if you're feeling sorry for me, but if that's what you're feeling, that's not the foundation for a lifelong relationship. If that's what you're feeling, it's okay if you leave. And what she said to me had probably the biggest impact out of anything that I heard. And she said to me, I love you for who you are on the inside, and whether you can walk or not doesn't really make a difference. And if you think you can get rid of me that easy, you've got another thing coming. And so what I really learned is the fact that I am a valuable person. I have the ability to connect with people based not on whether or not I can walk and run, but based on the fact of who I am and the fact that I can love people and talk to people and communicate with people, and that's really what makes me valuable.
Our guest today on WAMS is Rob Oliver. His book is Still Walking, and he's sharing his life lessons from a terrible accident that has left him handicapped and in a wheelchair since age 21. And if you'd like to be a part of the program, we'd love to hear from you via our instant chat room, or if you'd like to call in at 718-506-1944. We're going to take a quick break. And, Rob, before we go, the best place for folks to find your book, Still Walking?
The easiest place to find it is on my website. It is www.yourmotivationalspeaker.com.
Yourmotivationalspeaker.com. Back with more with Rob Oliver after this.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in.
Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com and experience Dark Force.
We're back on WAMS and the Blog Talk Radio Network, and Rob Oliver is our guest today. The book is Still Walking, and Rob suffered a body-surfing accident at the age of 21 that's left him in a wheelchair, and yet, in an era where there are millions of Americans who are out of work and many who are on welfare and are sort of laying back and waiting to see what the world will bring into them, Rob refuses to lay down and take it. He is a not only a productive member of society, he's written this book, he works full-time, and you are now a married guy with kids. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
How did this come to be? How did you meet your wife? And talk to me about sort of that journey.
Well, I, going back to what we just covered with my girlfriend at the time of my injury, when somebody tells you that they love you for who you are in the middle of that kind of circumstances, that's the kind of person you don't let get away. Needless to say, that's my wife. And a couple of years into our marriage, we started to talk about having kids. And I was really concerned because I thought, you know, what kind of dad am I going to be able to be? I'm not going to be able to throw a football. I'm not going to be able to build a treehouse, any of those kind of things. And really, we started to talk. We prayed about it, and we started to talk, and my wife said, okay, well, what is it that a dad actually does? A dad is somebody that loves his kids regardless of what's happening. A dad is somebody that teaches his kids right and wrong. And a dad is somebody that's there for a child or, you know, as they grow up into their teen years, whatever is going on in their life, whether their life's upside down or not, they can go to their dad, and their dad will be there for them. Those are all things that I can do, so... we decided to have kids, and it's a long story about the kids, and we don't have time to go into it here. It's in the book, but I'll just tell you this: we've got triplets, so
jeez.
That's wild.
Oh my God! Rob Oliver is our guest today, and Rob, I can tell you, as a father of a 5-year-old, he wears me out, and I fall asleep before he does on many nights. So the fact that you're able to raise your kids from that chair is pretty impressive. And just a point of clarity then, so your girlfriend who stuck with you at 21, is that your wife today?
That is correct.
What an amazing story. The book is Still Walking. Rob Oliver is our guest today. So when you meet people today, and we've got about 60 seconds left, when you meet people today who are down on themselves, what is the number one thing you can tell them to help them turn their mental state around?
The fact is that everybody has limitations and everybody has problems. The other fact is that everyone is alive, and you can choose to focus on what you can't do, or you can choose to focus on what you can do. And really, it's all about your own personal choices and where you choose to put that. For example, with the kids, I could choose to focus on what I can't do with them, but instead I choose to focus on the fact that I'm their dad and I do have an opportunity every day to make a positive impact in their life. And that's what it comes down to, personal choices.
What a fantastic motivational story. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Rob Oliver is our guest. The book is Still Walking, and it's available at yourmotivationalspeaker.com. Rob, sure enjoyed talking with you today.
Yep, thanks for the opportunity, Burke.
You bet. I'm Burke Allen. We're live in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital today. That book, again, is Still Walking. The author is Rob Oliver, and it's available at yourmotivationalspeaker.com.